We fucking recording. For those that don't know, you're now tuned in to Brown Liquor Cafe. Season 2, Episode 7, Three Ships. I'm your host, Jimmy Neutron. I'm in here with my guys, as always, Breck, Sky Wiggs. Fuck's up, fellas.
Yo.
Christmas this week. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But right off the fucking bat, though, cops still killing niggas, man. The fuck is going on? Cops are still killing niggas, man.
You seem surprised.
Not surprised. Disappointed, I guess, to some degree. Basically, just because with all the shit that's been going on this fucking year, man, and all the cries for fucking defunding the police, we ain't going back. Maybe we might backtrack somewhere at some point and explain that concept, because some motherfuckers clearly got that shit fucked up too.
All the way.
But yeah, man, with all of that, to see that this shit is still happening the way that it's happening, you know what I mean? We got what was it? Let me get the name right. Ernie Serrano, 33-year-old, from the pictures. It really doesn't fucking matter, but I'm just giving you what I believe to be the facts. He appears to be of Latin descent, Hispanic. Appears that way. Like I said, it don't really fucking matter, though. A human life is a human fucking life. But this man was shopping at a grocery store out in Riverdale. It's out in California. And there's no audio on the video. I saw the video via Sean King. Shout out to Sean King. He does an excellent job, as well as Tamika D. Mallory. They both do excellent jobs in bringing awareness and things that's going on with urban culture in regards to its interaction with the police and government. But anyhow, yeah, he posted the video. There's no audio on the video, but in the video, it doesn't say what this man did wrong. But based off what I'm seeing in the video, you seen the video, right? Wizzle, I don't know if I showed it to you the joint. But either fucking way, the man was trying to cash out, buy his groceries, and the police came in and beat this man to death and in the fucking grocery store.
With nightsticks.
Yeah, so
police still got those.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Batons, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But so no, I'm not surprised that police are still killing niggas. But I am disappointed, man, that the way that it's happening. No, ain't no fucking, I don't even know. Now, there's been some joints where some motherfuckers done did some shit, and niggas got laid out. All right, it is what it is. But joints like this, man, when motherfuckers is unarmed, and nah, man, that shit is disappointing, man. Like, what the fuck is going on around here, man?
And it's legal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand the thought process of a police officer when they doing some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going through that nigga's mind when he's just beating a nigga to death, or a nigga telling you he can't breathe and you just like, fuck it?
Anything, man. Wife could have cheated on him. I don't know. Person could have a nicer car than you.
You think it's any of that, though? Or you think it's just pure racism?
Could be that, too. Could be any of those things. I mean, you could be a racist and motherfucker could be driving and you pull him over because he have a nice car than you because he's black or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So, they don't test for racism and become a cop.
No, they don't. But a lot of these cops got mental issues too. Been picked on or whatever, you know what I mean?
And they get some get back.
Yeah.
Little motherfucking get back.
Yeah. Or got a quota.
Kill a nigga quota? You never know, though.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what the fuck be going on in these police motherfucking locker rooms and shit, man. These niggas could be doing all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. Making bets and all kinds of shit. Keep the fucking job interesting. I don't fucking know, but
got a dead nigga pool in there and shit.
Word up. I wouldn't put it past, like, shit like, nothing's, you know what I mean? Be clear, nothing surprises me. Shit is disappointing, but it ain't surprising. You know what I mean?
They a gang, man.
They are a gang.
Mm-hmm.
You good, my nigga?
Yeah, good. Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, all right, I'm just checking. You know what I mean? A lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're aware, but there's a pandemic. You know what I mean? Damn, shit. Fuck, nigga. You just coming out with dry coughs and shit. Nigga, like, explain that shit, nigga. Oh, yeah. Speaking of fucking coronavirus and shit. Shout out to fucking Indy and shit. Hope you get better. You know what I mean? Indy came through a couple episodes back.
Oh.
Yeah. Fupa.
Oh, she does have it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So definitely, damn. By all means, please get better and keep your ass away from my motherfucking house until you do so. But nothing but love, though. Nothing but love, though. Yeah.
My partner will be here later.
Now, I heard from my understanding, G got, she got tested and she's negative. Ariel got tested as well and he's negative.
What that mean?
What you mean what that mean?
I mean they don't have COVID.
Yeah, I mean they ain't got the vid, nigga.
But I thought it like spreads through.
All right, nigga, we should be asking you then. Back to you. You was over there. What the fuck is up, nigga? You
quarantine. Got
tested? When?
The whole week. Fuck, tell him up.
This nigga look like you got. Starting to look like you got bled and shit, nigga. Cough again, nigga, and see what the fuck happened. That's, you better make sure all that shit go down the right pipe moving forward, nigga. What the fuck is going on? I just thought about that shit, nigga. You was over there too, drinking cheap yak.
No, I was drinking the good stuff.
Oh, no.
Shout out to fucking G Money, though. We ain't here finishing off, polishing off the last bottle.
And Salignac.
That was probably, yeah, harvested with fucking cheap yak, Salignac and shit. I'm gonna pass that shit off in the motherfucking Kavazi bottom of shit. Some nerve. But any fucking way. That shit righteous, though. I ain't gonna lie. I've been drinking them. Got two more bottles coming today.
I got one.
En route?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just go pick it up? Nigga, this ain't no meeting place, nigga, for you to motherfucking do your fucking business and shit.
He just said he's quarantined all week.
Yeah.
Man, nigga lying, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. This nigga ain't quarantined, man. The fuck is you talking about? Man? You believe that dumb shit, man?
Quarantine, man.
I ain't buying that shit, nigga. That nigga ain't quarantined.
Chilling.
Quarantining. This nigga raw dogging. This nigga needs to get his life together, man. This nigga really needs to pull his shit together, man. This shit is out of fucking control, man.
Hold up.
So, speaking of which, I mean, since we done curved, we might as well keep curving. We're going to come back, though, because I do want to talk about another motherfucking joint out in Kansas. But, man, we might as well get that out of the way now and then get on you. So, yeah, I was talking about Sean King and all that, and he posted another video.
Sean King, like the singer?
Not Sean Kingston. Nigga.
Oh.
Wow.
Close enough.
Fuck it. We all look alike.
Yeah. See.
I hate this nigga. Any fucking way. Showed you the video of that joint. This man was pulled over. He wasn't speeding. Wasn't drunk. There was no traffic violation. I guess he was just merely driving while black out in Kansas. Get surrounded by police. Man startled. Trying times. I completely fuck understand. I don't know if I would have handled it that way. I don't know. Nigga, if I'd have been out in the middle of fucking Kansas in the middle of no fucking where, I might have got out the fucking car too and tried to run. I don't know where the fuck I would have been going, but I might have tried them niggas' hands too. Fuck it. That's just the way it is, man. It's fucked up that it's that way, though. It's fucked up that niggas got to feel that way when they get pulled over by police, man. Like, you got to do some drastic shit. Like,
to stay alive.
Yeah, just to stay alive. Like, this is some crazy shit.
No, you don't. Fucking just start running and shit, make it worse than what it fucking is.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm telling, I've been pulled over, nigga, and I chill. But what I'm saying is, if I was on a dark road in Kansas, nigga, in the middle of the fucking night, and the police pulled me over, I don't know what the fuck. I just got surrounded by police. I don't know how it is in Kansas, nigga. Clearly, that nigga do. You gotta run, nigga.
That nigga don't. He got ran the fuck over. What the fuck you talking,
nigga,
about?
Nigga, we all watch Life.
Yeah. So what happened was this dude panicked, got out the car, took off running. Police chased him down in the vehicle and ran him over with the police vehicle. You can hear other cops in the background.
Oh, shit.
How do we know he panicked? How you know he just wasn't high? How you know he just didn't have shit in the car?
You a victim blamer, nigga?
No, I'm just saying.
Looking at the other
side of it? Is he speaking for himself?
No, he isn't speaking for himself.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know?
We don't know. I'm just going off of what was presented at this particular time. This guy hasn't, I'm with Sean King. I haven't seen where he's been called a liar in the past based off of information that he's put forward.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they might kill this nigga, definitely, because he's definitely going against the grain like a motherfucker. So his days may very well be numbered. Just like,
why is he going against the grain?
Because he's tired of the bullshit, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you talking about the Sean King dude?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the driver, the freaking guy that was running.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that nigga's story is. This is just what he reported based on that video. He explained what we're watching in the video. Now, whether what he's saying is the truth or not, that's why I said what I said, that I've never known, no one has refuted information that he's put forward on a story. Now, he very well could be mistaken, you know what I mean? But until I get that information, which I'll happily fucking retract my statement, and you know what I mean? But until then, we got to go off what the fuck we got. And, yeah, he very well could have did some shit, though. We don't know. We got to wait for all the information to get out there.
This video just looks kind of crazy. He's running, looks like he's running through a desert. Maybe I got that wrong, but he was running through something, a field. I don't know what
it was, a weird ass field.
With a shirt off and some shorts. And
yeah, it is cold as shit out.
And
I don't know how it is in Kansas.
Cop ran him over, or muddy road, whatever the fuck it was. But I'm just, what makes you think you're just going to outrun the fucking cops? In the fucking, on foot, when they have cars.
Yeah.
In a fucking open field or whatever.
Maybe he had a better chance giving chase with his car.
That.
But, no, but I'm saying for someone to do that, though, like I said, I don't know. We don't know life in Kansas. Nigga, in Kansas, they could be fucking niggas up. We don't know.
We don't know.
You know what I mean? That's just how you could fucking feel.
We do know his ass got ran over by the car, though.
We do know that. So
pretty much.
Definitely not a smart move.
Yeah. But at the flip of that, like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing running niggas over, though? Like, what the fuck is you doing?
True. And I'm not saying that wasn't wrong. I'm just saying, like,
these are, all right, so let's be clear.
I'm not running.
Let's be clear, though. If you're a criminal, right, these are the actions that we should expect from criminals. These niggas ain't trying to willingly go to jail. You expect to chase them. You expect to have to do these things as police officers. You should be expecting this. No fucking criminal is just willingly going to be like, yeah, I'm going to jail today, nigga. Like, matter of fact, if that's the case, I might as well just stop in the police office, the police station, before I even go commit the fucking crime. Like, look, I'm about to go do some dumb shit. Hey, I'm turning myself in. That's not going to happen. That is ideal. That is a perfect fucking world. That is that fucking movie Minority Report, where they find out what you're going to do before you do it, and then they stop you. Fuck out of here. No, nigga, in this world, criminals don't want to go to jail, nigga. We want to keep committing crimes, but we don't want to go to jail. So you got to expect niggas to run, and you got to chase them and all this shit. That don't give you the right to run the nigga over. That don't give you the right, because he start running, to shoot the nigga in the back.
I'm not disputing that. I am not, because it's wrong. Just saying. You a criminal, and you do something wrong, and you run, this may happen to you.
May get ran the fuck over?
May get ran the fuck over, hit by a fucking nightstick, fucking jumped, whatever the fuck.
All right, so now we're looking at two spectrums, though, because I just gave you two incidents. Like I said, in the first one, we don't know what the fuck the deal was.
That was just blatantly wrong.
Like, the information that we got was that a man was buying groceries, and it looked like he was trying to check out, because it looked like he was trying to touch the keypad, and the nigga kept hitting the nigga.
Yes.
So that looks like, so I gave you one instance where a nigga clearly didn't do anything wrong, and then we got one that's questionable. Either fucking way, the problem is policing. Either fucking way. The issue is police. You know what I mean? Like, fuck what niggas is doing at this point.
Fatality.
Unless a nigga is shooting at the police,
fatality shouldn't be the end result.
Exactly. That's my whole shit.
Got you. And I agree.
You know what I mean? That's just my shit. Like, that's where the disappointment comes in at. Like, nigga, I ain't telling the police don't do your job. And I also understand that police will occasionally have to put a nigga down.
I was just arguing the point that you said you don't know what you would have did. You would have, maybe you would have run. Fuck it.
I don't know. Nigga, out in Kansas, nigga.
What the fuck?
Niggas been popping up hanging from trees, nigga. You don't know what the fuck might happen. Nigga, like, fuck. We gonna act like we forgot all the shit happened this year? No. Niggas was hanging from trees, nigga.
I'm
like,
not. But I'm not taking off on foot if I'm in a car.
I agree with you on that.
What the fuck?
I personally wouldn't have took it off on foot. Like, fuck out of it. You gonna chase me, nigga, because we gonna get somewhere where there's more people at. Like, fuck out of
here. You got a better chance jumping road, out the car like, huh?
Yeah.
Where is me? You know,
I personally wouldn't have got out and gave foot chase.
Could have ran the opposite direction and not got ran over. Like,
you could have known a lot of shit, but
who knows?
I don't know, man. But either fucking way, the issue, which has been a consistent thing, period, but definitely this year has been a rough year for this shit. It's policing, man. And how it should properly be done. I understand the need for it. Like, I ain't one of them niggas like, let's get rid of the police. Like, fuck is wrong with you niggas? That we definitely need police. Like, you just know. You imagine them Chi-Town niggas all over the place. This nigga got me coughing. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, this shit spreading faster than I thought. This shit like the outbreak monkey up in this bitch. Nigga, we all about to go down.
Oh, shit.
Nah. That shit really did go down the wrong pipe, though. But I was drinking, though, nigga. You was just sitting over there regularly.
I was smoking.
You was breathing.
I was
shit,
vaping.
Nigga. Oh. All right. Yeah, but it's been a rough fucking year, man. I understand the need for police, but we need them niggas to do their job right, man. Just do your fucking job right, man. Like, it ain't no different. What? Is that a tall order? Am I asking too much?
No, you saying we need the police to do their job right. Like, when have they ever?
I would
the
like.
Fuck?
No, but I'm saying I would like to believe that there are police out there who are doing their jobs properly.
Follow.
But that needs to be.
That's, you're not going to catch that on video. And if you do catch it on video, they're praising him.
But it needs to be the rule and not the exception. You know what I mean? These niggas that's doing this fucked up shit should be the fucking exception. You know what I mean? But it seems like these niggas is the rule, and niggas that's doing the right shit is the exception.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Follow that Camden, New Jersey model.
Or they not saying nothing at all. You know what I mean? I heard Camden's still a shithole, though, bro.
It's of course it's a shithole. It's a ghetto. It's a shithole. But as far as relations with the police and all that, it's going, you know what I mean? Crime statistically dipped because they used to be always top three in like murders per capita and shit.
Yeah. Oh, word?
Yeah, they were shot down.
Okay.
Camp down.
Mmm. Cam rack?
Cam rack.
Mmm. Okay. Fucking, I ain't arguing the shit, man. You know, niggas be getting it in. Niggas get it in. Sometimes you gotta get it in, man. You know what I mean? I feel them niggas, man. I don't necessarily agree with the shit, but I feel a nigga, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand how that street shit go. You know what I mean? Just older now, looking back on the shit, you just like shake your fucking head, but
it don't stop.
It don't stop. It don't stop. Not only does it not stop,
but... Do you
think
it was worse back then or now?
I think it's definitely worse now.
Yeah.
Back then, there was guidance. You know what I'm saying? It was rules. Like, it was older motherfuckers. So even though it's the wrong shit, you had, like, OG niggas giving the guidance.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but we wouldn't know. Because we didn't have video technology like we do now.
No, but what I'm saying is, in the streets, like, when I came in the streets, it was older niggas that taught us shit. You know what I mean? Older niggas that been around... Thorough niggas, you know what I mean? Yeah. I know fucking, this is what I'm saying.
Real OGs.
Yeah, like real legendary OG niggas that you didn't do certain shit, you know what I mean? You ain't disrespecting nigga mom. I watched the story on fucking Down Philly, man. These niggas was beefing, nigga was with his mom, nigga. Saw the nigga he was beefing at, hops off the car, takes off running. That's the end of the beef for that moment back in my day. Because you don't do no shit in front of a nigga mom, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's our beef, nigga. We gonna handle that shit, but I'm not gonna do it in front of your mom. Today, nigga jump out the car. These niggas ran up on the car, nigga killed they that dead. Nigga mom, man. Broad daylight at a fucking stoplight. Shot her in the car.
Damn.
They just did some shit like that a couple weeks ago in Newark. Some he was like a local rapper or some
Yeah, burned down on that nigga. What the fuck was it? It don't really matter.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Triple Beans or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, killed this nigga and brought that.
Yeah, he clapped him. Can he clapped him and he
Is it too soon?
No, he was rolling over.
I saw the video, nigga, but I had...
What you
fuck it,
say.
Nigga. Fuck it, nigga. Listen, if I was, I wouldn't want to go out like that.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
That shit...
But he was trying to escape the bullets. I mean, like...
My nigga.
What the fuck? He tripped. Nigga. He fell. They came down. He started to run. They were shooting at him. He fell on the ground. Nigga was trying to... He was still trying to get the bullets. What else are you going to go?
Listen,
he couldn't fit under the car.
Listen, guys.
He's like, yo, he's
I watched this shit at work, right? I watched this shit at work with this fucking nigga I work with, man. And you know there's no audio. So
yeah.
We up in the joint and we like, what you think he's saying? Ah, you missed me, nigga. Look.
Oh, shit.
All kinds of crazy shit we thought the nigga was saying because it just looked crazy. Like
I was like, what the fuck possessed this nigga to roll?
Yeah, like that's
what shit. You gonna do? Just stand there,
bro,
lay there, like
he could have did all kinds of shit.
What? What he did? What could
I don't
he
know.
Done?
I don't.
What could he have done?
First of all, boom. He could have turned around. It could have been like some struggle shit.
Yeah, he.
It wasn't no struggle, nigga. I looked at that video.
He tried to run. He didn't know that he was about to get in his car. Dude came out from across the street, bang. He tried to run, bang. He fell, bang. He, like, you know what I'm saying? The one bullet motherfucker turned him around. And then he just, like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? And then the guy left, and then he turned around, bang, like, ended him. Oh, that's a big nigga. Like, fuck that. He might not be dead. Bang, like,
that shit looked like a straight hit.
Why the fuck that nigga kept cocking his joint on every shot? Fuck wrong with your joint, cuz? Bang.
See?
Bang. Bang. What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, what kind of hammer you got, nigga?
Yeah.
Yo, he was cocking his shit.
Every shot, I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this shit? It's broke, nigga. Fuck wrong with your joint. You bang. You shooting this shit like a revolver, nigga. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
I wasn't even looking at the shooter.
I told you we was coming up with different captions and shit, nigga, trying to figure out what the fuck. That's the only joke we came up with. Ah, you missed me.
Broke ass gun.
Word up.
No. Let me stop, yeah, man. That shit is crazy. For real, that shit is crazy. But my shit is this, though. You know, I would have to believe that this nigga knew he was beefing with somebody in the streets, right?
Guess so, yeah.
I mean, these niggas came up broad daylight and put that work in, nigga. Like,
that's a hit.
Yeah, yeah, like, you had to know you had some kind of beef, nigga. Like, why is these niggas so off point, man? Niggas is real comfortable in the streets popping shit. Like,
rappers is dying like crazy.
Like, it's different than back in the day. Like, that's why it wasn't so many rap niggas getting killed. Like, if niggas was beefing, nigga, you had to wait 2 months before you got the diss track back, and you know what I mean? By then, niggas ain't really in their feelings like that. Niggas, this shit is immediate now. It wasn't, man.
Yeah, but the
nigga had to do an interview and all this shit.
Yeah, but the rappers wasn't killing each other like that, though.
Maybe, and because of the time in response. Now, niggas is real live. Niggas. I'm on such and such street.
They could do it while the emotion is still high now.
Exactly. They can respond while the emotion... Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that back then, like, gun violence wasn't what it is now.
No, it always was, nigga. Niggas been popping niggas' asses forever. It just was some rules.
Over here?
It just was rules. Yeah, I don't... It just was rules to the shit.
Until that gang shit came over here.
Yeah.
But then that gang shit came over here, it was like a competition on East Coast, West Coast shit.
Like, when I be looking at that, I looked into that Chirac shit, right? I was ignoring that shit until the music shit. Then the drill music shit, and then I doubled back, started doing some history on the shit. These niggas look up to children. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what do you expect to get from these niggas? These niggas is lost as they get. If these niggas, they got to do Lil JoJo out there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This nigga's a legend. This nigga died at 15.
Yep.
If this is who you fucking looking up, nigga, we looked up to OGs. These niggas probably still alive in prison now, like, but yeah. they gave game. You know what I mean? Like, yep. it was a different type of shit. These niggas look up to kids.
These niggas OG is Chief Keef and shit.
Yeah, like, what do you expect to get from these niggas, man?
That's not necessarily true. You talk about the younger, dudes growing up now.
Them niggas out in Chirac.
That's who's out. They all young.
What's the chick? What's the chick? The girl.
They all young.
The girl that was a dyke.
Yeah, putting in work out there.
Yeah.
She died at 17.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is they older legend niggas at? If these are the niggas that's running the streets, if these are the niggas that these young niggas is looking up to.
Calling legends.
Calling legends. Yeah, I understand why y'all niggas will do anything at any given time.
There's other people, though, like, you saying that they're, like, just the legends and shit.
But I'm saying, when I say that, I say it in the sense of the younger motherfuckers coming up, they going to want to emulate these niggas. They going to want to do what these niggas was doing.
I don't know why they died.
It ain't about that, nigga. They want their name to live in the streets.
Mm-hmm. And they're just stupid. And I don't know.
I'm well aware of all this, but the point is that this is why shit is just fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? These niggas have no value for anything. They don't value their own fucking life. They legitimately don't. They don't give a fuck, nigga. They look forward to dying. My name will live forever in the hood.
Shit's sad. That should be like the younger the better out there.
Yeah, man. And it's spreading. That shit's spreading like that vid you brought to my house, nigga.
What vid?
Nigga, you got the vid, nigga. Just accept it, nigga. It's cool. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that shit's spreading like fucking hotcakes, man. You got niggas just killing. These niggas is all over the place just killing, man. Just killing. When I seen the Meek shit, nigga, and this nigga talking about he's going to sign niggas to stop the beef. Blew my mind. Beef. I ain't heard one diss track. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't even know who they are until they get killed. Then yeah. they be talking about these niggas have rap beef. Rap beef? Where? SoundCloud? What the fuck is you niggas talking about? I ain't heard one diss track.
That piff.
But, I mean...
That piff.
Do you have to hear a diss track nowadays to... Lord, this beef? Like, was there diss tracks to everything down in Philly when it was beef?
That's how you knew there was beef. Period. In hip hop, there was a diss track. Niggas weren't beefing with no diss track.
Yeah, but in hip hop was the from my understanding, the dude that he was beefing with down Who? In Philly.
Meek?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't no beef at first. Meek just put out a post that boom, I'll sign a nigga, niggas
to somebody from his area responded. Beefing with somebody in another area.
Okay, yeah. Some shit like that, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was. Cause somebody got killed from his area. So that's what it was. And then Meek said, you know, this and that. But the people from his area felt some type of way because all he was offering them was 20 grand.
All right, what you supposed to sign a nigga for? An unproven nigga. What you supposed to sign him for?
More than that. If you feel like you're more than that, the fuck? If you making more than that fucking on your own, what the fuck you need his 20 grand for?
Are they making that through music, though?
Yeah. I mean, you have to go into the actual story, but he's beefing with Meek now. He's like, you from my area, you supposed to support us. He's like, you telling us to forget all our dead homies and this and that. Like, how's that work? I understand that too. Like, I understand take the higher road too, but like, or there needs to be like some type of truce. Not like forget about it and I'll sign you. Like, I think just Meek went around it the wrong way. That's it.
What you think he should have done though?
If he really in the streets like that, then he need to motherfucking talk to both motherfucking people and get a truce. You don't need to be going on fucking social media and saying all this other stuff. Like, fair if enough. You in the streets like that, go to the streets. Keep that shit in the streets.
All right, fair enough. Point taken then. All right, I agree with you on that. Fuck it. I can go for that.
And if you go sign, like, why they gotta stop beefing for you to sign them. If you really want to help somebody,
no, I get and they that nice. I get the stop beefing part, though.
It's yeah, I get,
nigga, if I'm about to invest in you, I don't get, want you getting killed tomorrow,
man. I get the stop beefing part. But, I mean, you that's what I'm saying. You need to go this and that. Like, you really don't want to sign them. You just trying to sign them so they stop beefing. Like, but you still, he still, I don't know. I think he bipolar or something. Me, because he be talking that
P shit,
but then motherfucker, he go right back to talking that street shit. Like, you can't be both.
He diagnosing him.
You can't be both. Like, I heard the Clubhouse thing with him and Academics and 21 Sav and all that shit. They, you know, they was getting on Academics, and then he was trying, him and Academics been having a beef and this and that for a minute and shit, and they were trying to talk it out, and Meek was trying to tell him this and that, and then, you know, as soon as Academics started, you know, trying to say, like, how their beef possibly started, then he go back, like, fuck that, we don't need to be negotiating shit with you, I'm from, it's just like, dog, are you coming here to stop this shit and, like, find a, you know what I mean, like, a truce, or are you just gonna come in here and try to push your gangsterism, like, what is it? Apparently, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe he's not the person to do it. Like, maybe he's not. Maybe he knows somebody that could, like, be in the streets and try to, you know, settle this thing. Is this something we could come into an understanding about or this and that and make a fundraiser for it?
I don't know, man. Maybe he need to work with somebody like Gilly or somebody. Gilly seems a little more
level-headed
and in tune with the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they both, I'm not going to say Meek has a bigger machine than, or bigger reach than Gilly does. I believe he does, but I'm not going to say that, though. But I believe that them two coming together could achieve that goal faster than each of them doing it on their own.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. I don't know. Them two, reach out to Beanie. All of this would show something to the city. You know what I'm saying? Considering what happened in the past with Beans and fucking Meek. What happened in the past with Gilly and Beans. Like, if these niggas, they all have a common respect throughout the city. You know what I mean? They all have different reaches. But I also don't feel like it's these niggas' responsibility, though.
Then what the fuck you up there putting a post up for?
I want to see. We like to see. Because, I mean, if we charging them, then why ain't we charging Will Smith? Will Smith has the greatest reach of all. You know what I mean? Just speaking about Philadelphia. But I would like to see all of these dudes help the city at this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm also saying is it's not these niggas' responsibility to do it. They don't owe nobody shit. At the end of the day, nobody owes nobody shit. But if we're talking the right thing to do, that's something different. You know what I mean? We start talking morality, that's something different. Is the right thing for them niggas, all of them niggas to do is try to do whatever they can to bring whatever the fuck is happening to a stop. You know what I mean? Let me rephrase that, because that's putting a lot on the nigga. It is never going to come to a stop. Nah. But there's a difference between back in the day, if motherfuckers was killing motherfuckers, it was over a dollar, it was over some shit, and it's understood. Don't make it right, but it's understood. Now these niggas is killing niggas, and it ain't even about shit. You just killing niggas just to make sure your gun work, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's a problem.
Because they bored.
Yeah, you killing women, you killing all kinds of shit that you just didn't do. Everything is on the table now. You know what I mean? We got to get some shit off the table, man. Everything can't be on the table, man. You know what I mean? Women, moms,
no women, niggas, just children and grandmas.
Fuck is going on? Like, you know shit. What I mean? Like, some shit you just didn't do, man. Now it's like everything is, I gotta top the next, whatever the fuck the last nigga did. Like, you know what I mean?
So do we need the cops for that?
Cops can't restore code to the streets. You know what I mean?
Sure they can.
No, man. Yeah. They can't. They're not a part of it. You are the number one offender of the fucking code. I can't rely on you to restore the code. No, man. Some of these street niggas, where the thorough OGs at, man? Like, listen, nigga, y'all niggas out here killing niggas. How y'all getting money if y'all everybody killing everybody? How you gonna get money if I gotta be worried every second that I'm on the corner about beefing with another nigga? I can't even come out on the block to get money because I'm beefing all the time. Yep. OGs would have put that shit to the stop because it's fucking up the money. Cuz, Aphan Butler, legendary corner down in Philadelphia, right? These niggas was doing $1 million a week. A day? Back when this crack shit was hitting. Fuck it, let's say a week. But I want to say it was like a day. These niggas was popping. It was four corners to the street. Like the table. All four corners was ran by different motherfuckers. Right? This is fact. You were not allowed to walk on the sidewalk on these corners unless you were buying drugs. There are pictures. You can go back in the newspapers. You see old ladies walking in the street with their shopping carts and all that shit. That mm-hmm. was the rule. Don't come on the street corner, nigga, unless you buying drugs. All of them different motherfuckers. They all popping. Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
Money orientated.
These niggas sat the fuck down. Them four niggas sat the fuck down. Was like, listen, man. We could easily go to war for the whole spot, right? The whole Aphan Butler corner. We could all go to war for it, and nobody's going to get no money. Or we could chill the fuck out. You take that one, I take this one. You take that one, he got that one. And we all get money. That's OG shit. That's businessman shit, man. That's teaching some code. That's teaching some principles. Some rules to this shit. Otherwise, they got mayhem on that corner and nobody gets any money.
Yeah, but, I mean, the bad seeds were also dealt with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How?
I don't know. They might have plugged them niggas. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know what I mean? You got to cut the cancer out. Nigga, the fuck you mean? Yeah. But it's none of that now. It's just niggas just running the fucking muck in the streets, man. It's everywhere. All over the place. All over the place. Police can't fix that. The hood got to fix that. But niggas don't
respect. That's why I said there's more guns and stuff nowadays.
Yeah, there's more.
That's what I'm saying. And like, what makes it worse now is these niggas know it's nothing but cameras everywhere. Yeah. And they don't give a fuck.
But motherfuckers use their motherfucking, their rights to go purchase a gun. And this and that. Motherfuckers back then wasn't, I don't know. In Philly, in Pennsylvania is different. Y'all go, when I moved over here, that was the first thing I did. It's like, oh, I could go buy a gun?
90s, you could go on legit joints, no nothing, and get a joint.
Yeah, see, like.
Just walk in and get it. I'm sure it ain't like that now.
I'm from New Jersey, so you couldn't do that.
Mm-mm. I'm sure it ain't like that now. I mean, back then, you needed to, don't get it fucked up, you were supposed to be legit. But you could go up in a joint and just get a joint. Yeah, four, here goes six, man. I need that joint right now. Boom, you out with the joint.
I don't know. It's different nowadays.
You know what I mean? It was a couple joints I knew like that in Philly. Yeah. You walk right up in that job. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it's still the same. I don't know.
No, it definitely ain't the same. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. Not the way shit's happening down there. There's no way that shit's still going.
Can't allow that.
I'm pretty sure there's other ways it's going down, but that ain't it. You know what I mean? You ain't just walking up in gun joints no more and just give me the joint. You know what I mean? Just the average nigga walking in it. Maybe some long time motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Motherfucker been fucking with them for years. Nothing.
Back then,
you could just.
Now they getting them cheap guns from down south in the alley.
Yeah, shit with 80 bodies already on it. Mm. What's never always fucked me up, though. That'll always fuck me up. Nigga, if you buying a gun on the street, right? Clearly, you can't go up in the shop and get you a joint, right? Mm-hmm. And clearly, you're buying it because you're trying to lay a nigga down first opportunity you get, if you have to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
One body, 20 bodies, you get in the same time.
I don't want no joint, no bodies on it.
Nigga, spare me, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? When they bang you, one body, 20 bodies don't matter. One body, 20 bodies don't matter. This is how it's going down. Or don't carry illegal handguns.
Right.
Only reason why you got the motherfucker to begin with because you can't get a legit joint. You don't want no bodies on it. The fuck is you talking about, nigga? I don't know. Niggas be bugging.
And you be, that's how you end up cocking before each shot.
Yeah. Cocking your shit before each shot, nigga. The fuck is you doing, nigga? Clearly, you've never used that motherfucker before. You seen the joints with the switches on them, though? Yeah, you just let the whole clip off. One joint. Brrr, whole shit. I watched these young niggas out of Chicago, some man. This nigga almost knocked this nigga on his ass, man. First, he was standing flat-footed. You know what I mean? He was, like, standing. It was crazy. Clearly, he had never shot one of these joints before. That shit almost took his ass off. Knocked him right off his ass, man. That shit was crazy. Whole 19 shots, one shot. Brrr. That shit sound like fucking West Side Gun, nigga. You know? Yeah, it was all that. Yeah. Them joints are nice, though. They illegal, but they nice. It's just a little piece you put on the back of the joint. You know what I'm saying?
How the hell would he be getting this shit?
Yeah. Yo, I swear, I believe them Chicago niggas when they say they just be walking down the street, nigga, and they just be finding some boxes
and crate of them, yeah.
I believe that shit. Because these niggas be having shit that, and be on the shit, and be aware of how to use. These, we talking about kids, man. These 17, 16, 15 year olds out there. These niggas don't know about switches, nigga. Somebody's putting these niggas on this shit, and I believe that they're finding these massive crates of guns and shit out there.
With instructions.
I believe that shit, nigga. Like
Detroit, too.
Yeah. I truly believe that shit. These niggas ain't just sitting
around. I think Detroit has more of a unity thing than Chicago. They don't have a unity thing in Chicago.
Yeah.
Too many fucking different gangs. It's that gang shit. Like, you're right about the OGs. Like, the OGs need to, you know, have that talk with everybody.
But the thing is, the young niggas don't respect the OGs. Young niggas be like, fuck old head, man. I kill old head. Like, they want some shit. Like, I'll get more rep by killing this nigga than listening to him. That's the young boy that killed such and such. OG Henny Rock. You know what I mean? Like, they look at it like that.
I'm sorry, but then we have to go back to Edwin's logic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We have to.
Edwin, of all niggas' logic?
We have to.
I gotta hear this.
I'm sorry.
How many motherfuckers is it on the planet?
I gotta hear this stuff.
Sorry.
All right, let's hear it. What did Edwin say? Refresh my memory.
The single mothers are the reason for all this shit.
No, hold up. What was this fucking... He came out of left... It's their onus. Give that nigga his props, man.
Yeah,
yes.
God bless you, Edwin.
A little vocabulary.
Yeah, man. That's a pretty smart, dumb nigga, man. I like that nigga.
You have to go back to that because they're not being raised.
So it's the single mother's fault?
Yeah.
Never mind the fact once you go black, you become a single mom?
Once you go... What? Once you go black, you become a single mom?
Yeah. Ain't the fathers, don't the fathers have a role in this? How are we just going to blame it all on the mother? The lack of fathers in the hood, you don't think that has an effect on it?
She can't get pregnant by herself.
But maybe they got killed.
I'm going to fight like hell to make sure this nigga don't get the props for this one. We're not going with everybody. I don't give a fuck what you say.
I don't know. It just seems a little... See, if you're saying they have no fucking role models.
They also have no fathers.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I mean?
Mothers. They got mothers.
It's difficult. I've never done it, clearly, because I've never been a single mother. But I can only imagine how difficult it is having to work and all of that kind of shit and also do the job of being a parent.
This is true.
Yeah.
A lot of these children are kids that's raising themselves. The streets is raising them.
Well, whose fault is that?
Those fathers who ain't there taking care of raising their kids, nigga.
I mean, I guess it takes two to tangle, but... Yeah, but how you know they ain't in jail? How you know they ain't killed?
All of them, nigga?
A lot of them. Like, you told them about the streets.
I mean, it very well could be the case, though. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they. I would like.
But sometimes, you know, a lot of these single mothers like to. I mean, single women like to fuck with the niggas in the streets.
They attracted that street shit.
You like knew him. What he was.
You like him rowdy, about it. They do.
I'm just trying to. They do. From what you said, you said they'll kill the fucking OG. They ain't like.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the women right now they are. Still are. It's the way it is. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate.
The morals is fucked up.
Morals are fucked up. What's up, Wilson?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy because you're just saying, like, you're saying so single. It's like a single mom can't tell a kid, don't go kill somebody. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, she can. My mom told me all kinds of shit. I'm sure your mom, grandmom, whoever, you know how it is in black houses, nigga, grandparents and reasons. But I'm sure my grandmom, mom, all of them, grandfather, told me all kinds of shit, right? And I still went out on the street and did the contrary. Why? Because I thought I knew better. My grandma, my grandpa used to say all type crazy, corn, weirdo shit to me, right? Their favorite joint was, you can only see to the corner, I can see around it. Mm-hmm. They used to hit me with that shit all the time. And back in the day, when they used to hit me with that shit, I thought it was the stupidest shit I ever heard.
What the fuck?
You telling somebody 15, 16, 17 this shit, I'm out there in the streets doing all kinds of shit, getting high, smoking dust by the fucking gallon. Nigga, what? Corner, see it? Fuck is you talking about? That shit ain't start hitting me till I got older. Clear as day, exactly what the fuck that shit means.
Yeah.
Basically, it's some old down south hip shit way of saying, nigga, I've been there before. There ain't nothing new under the sun. Whatever the fuck you think you gonna do, I done did it already. And the minute you have kids, you'll realize and you'll understand the shit and you'll be saying the same shit to them. It might be a different way of saying it, but it'll be the same shit. Because they'll be thinking they smarter than you. They doing something you ain't did. I go through that shit all the time, man. These three goofy motherfuckers, man. They be trying to tell me shit, man. What the fuck is you talking about, man? Mm-hmm. You don't know shit, man. And now I feel like my fucking parents, my grandparents, you know what I mean? I feel like them. Saying old people, old wise sayings and shit. You passing down them old slave-ass motherfucking, fucking.
Like, I done forgot more than you know.
Yeah, all that dumb shit, man. You find yourself saying all kinds of crazy shit, man. It be true, but yeah. I be trying to fight that shit because I don't, you know, I be seeing them Geico commercials and shit, nigga.
Ain't no fighting it.
Yeah, but no, it is what it is, though. It's just experience. It's just experience talking. You know what I mean? But other than that, though, man, matter of fact, man, how about this, man? How about we take a break in the motherfucking action real quick, man? We get back with y'all. We'll resume. Momentarily. So we back the fuck at it. You had to take a quick break in the motherfucking action, man. I had to refill the cup, lungs, things of that nature. Yeah. So we back. Kind of lost my train of thought on where the fuck we were. But it don't even fucking matter, though, because where I want to go right now has nothing to do with that any fucking way. So, right. So last week, we did the crossover episode. Yo, that nigga laughed crazy. So we did the crossover episode with Mars is on Venus. Very entertaining. It's 4 hours of fucking chaos. But at the center of all that fuckery was you and G Money.
The connection.
Yeah, the connection, man. Like. So for the people, man, do it for the people. What the fuck is up with Wreck and G Money, man? What the fuck is up? Do we gotta get G Money on the phone, nigga? Do we gotta get on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
Find out what the fuck is really going on?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what we need to do?
If you would like to.
I mean, unfortunately for you, we're not jacked in, though. If we was jacked in, I'd call. We're not jacked in.
Oh, that was like.
I was pump faking.
Bluffing?
Yeah, I was pump faking. Don't get fucked up, though. Don't make me jack in, nigga. I'll jack her the fuck in.
Do whatever you want to do. Okay.
You know? But we can just hear from you, though, nigga.
What are you going to hear?
No, we just want to know what the fuck is going on. For those that don't know, there's people out there just asking, you know what I mean? Are they a thing now? Are you guys a thing?
We're cool.
We're cool?
We're cool.
What does that mean?
We're cool.
Like you're just friends?
Like, we're cool.
Like you're just friends?
Sure.
Are you more than friends?
We're friends.
All right, let me get into what's the ball name? Let me get into full fucking interrogator mode.
Yeah.
So the people want to know. The people want to know. Is Wreck and G Money fucking? That's what the people want to know.
Yeah, is you pounding them? Yeah,
that's what they want to know. We want to cut right to the fucking chase, nigga. Is there some fucking going on or what?
They want the
yams?
Yeah, nigga, they want the tea. Is you making the fucking sweet potatoes and the yams in the sweet potato pie, nigga? We want to know, nigga.
We want to know.
Yeah. Okay. Are you one of those kiss and tell kind of guys?
No, we're not.
And why the fuck do you got a pillowcase on your fucking head, nigga?
Oh, shit.
I just happened to look up at this nigga head, man. The fuck you got a pillowcase on your head for?
Teddy ain't talked to until today, you know what I mean?
No.
Might explain the lateness.
True that. Oh, you came here from there?
No.
Oh. So you're not fucking. You didn't come here from there. You didn't talk to her all week. Is it over? Did ship sink?
We're just cool friends.
Why?
Because we're just cool. We're friends. What the fuck?
Fuck you want to just be friends with her for?
The fuck? Well, I already said in a couple episodes
Shoot the
ago.
J. Shoot it.
I already said it a couple episodes ago. I'm chilling. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, you said that, and then next thing I know, you chilling at G Money crib.
Yeah, because you're cool. It's cool peoples.
Over some salad net.
Yeah.
There was no salad net.
It's cool if it was, though.
It wasn't. It would have been cool if there was.
I know, nigga. I know you all about that.
But there wasn't.
Yeah.
So,
you probably was disappointed, like, bitch. You ain't got no salad net. No, that's what's up, though, man. I mean, if y'all ain't, man. But the people just wanted to know. I'm glad you cleared that up for us.
Yeah.
Got to the bottom of it for us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, officially.
Wreck. I just want this to be known. I'm just because supposedly I had put out fuckboy vibes on the episode, so I'm showcasing.
Yeah, you did.
That I'm not a fuckboy, so I'm just
Why were you accused of being a fuckboy?
I guess because of things I said.
Do you have any examples of what?
I'm more of like a get in, get out person.
That's fuckboy mentality?
I guess.
So let me ask, did you feel like you had to prove to her that you could chill without shooting the J?
What do you mean?
That you could chill with her without shooting your shot? Did you feel like you had to prove that to her?
Did I?
Is that why y'all are just cool?
Yeah, did you have to give off non-fuckboy vibes, I guess?
No. I mean, if I already gave it off from what I had said, then, I mean, it is what it is. She was still chilling with me.
No, because it was Indy that actually accused you of being the fuckboy, right?
I mean, she did too. They both did.
Oh, they both did? Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to hash that out with him.
Yeah, I wanted all the smoke.
I know. I see that. Well, you didn't get all, clearly you didn't get all the smoke. You know what I mean? Like, you hit the J, you didn't really get a good pull. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't.
You don't know?
No. I just.
Because if you did,
I don't need to be leading somebody, anybody, anywhere that they don't want to go. That I'm not willing to go to.
So are you in a? Let me translate this. If I'm getting what you're saying correctly. So what you're saying is that, I think I got one of those fucking dry COVID coughs coming. Hold up. Excuse me. So let me translate this. What you're saying is, because what I'm hearing is that,
Us is always covered around the beat, but go ahead.
This ain't about...
That's the
it is about me.
You're the interesting topic right now, man.
I'm the interesting topic.
Yeah, people want to know, man.
All this...
People want to know.
Oh,
nobody gives a fuck about what's going on in my
life. Who are those people?
The people.
The people, okay.
The fans, man.
All right, the fans. Fans.
All fucking...
Five?
All five, yes. All five. They are curious as to if you and G-Money are fucking. You've made it perfectly clear that you're not fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You've also made it clear that you are not a fuckboy, correct?
See.
All right, then. I guess you've cleared that up for us. I guess you cleared that up for us. You ain't fucking her. You have no desire to fuck her, correct?
I never said that.
Oh. Oh. So you just trying to shoot the club up, you just ain't get around him.
Ain't nobody said that neither.
He's strategizing this shit.
I'm not strategizing anything. I'm just...
Letting it come naturally?
I'm just living day by day. The fuck?
That's what homeless people do. What the fuck are you talking about, living day by day? Like,
what was there? So, I'm just chilling.
All
right. I'm just chilling.
No, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Man. No, I just, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers wanted to know. So I figured I'd get it out there. Right. Same way, you know what I mean? There was people that was inquiring. They thought that Eric, you know what I mean? The bro and fucking G-Money was fucking. You know what I mean? People want to know. You hear the interactions. You hear the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're seeing relationships being formed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So people just are just curious. Like, are they fucking? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to ask them for you, though. You know what I mean? Get to the bottom of it for the people, man.
I'm single and...
Ready to mingle?
No.
Catch him on... you can catch him on Grindr. What's your
Oh shit!
I don't have any of those.
Oh shit!
I don't have any of those. I'm barely on social media as is. So
there you go. All right. You're traditionalist. You like that? The human interaction.
Hmm.
You know.
No. I'm just chilling.
He said, "Hmm, like foreign language."
I'm just chilling. I'm just all right, chilling. That's what's up.
Just doing me.
All right. Christmas this week. I'm excited. You know, I'm like a kid and shit. I love Christmas time, man. I'm off this week. You know what I mean? Vacationing, chilling. You know. Not looking to chilling with too much family, though. Not really, because I don't like fucking with the family. That's part of it, though.
Sounds like.
That's part of it. That's like 65% of it. Mm. But the other part is, that's, man, Christmas, I'll be trying to chill at the crib, man. I'll be trying to be all up at a nigga house. You know what I mean?
Hey.
I like getting tore up in my own confines.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody got family coming? Y'all going to go check out family? Family coming?
I was supposed to be going to Florida, but... Not going. No, I don't have anything extraordinary going on. Just home.
You Florida, huh? This nigga be doing a lot of shit with no job, man.
I said I was supposed to be.
What really, am I doing wrong?
This nigga really is Tommy. This nigga really is Tommy.
What am I doing wrong?
Supposed to be.
Hmm. With friends, family?
Yeah, friends and family.
Okay, nice. Cut family. You out? Are they not going, or you?
I'm not. I'm not going.
Oh, they're still going.
Yeah.
They're just not taking their unemployed friend.
No, I'm not going because I'm unemployed.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Damn.
You just made that sound so sad.
Right? Like,
I'm not making it sound sad. I'm just explaining myself.
I felt like I damn near needed to start a GoFundMe for your ass. Like, damn, nigga.
Hey, let's get my man wrecked to Florida.
Yeah, we're going to start that page today, nigga. Like,
you're asking me questions, so I'm answering them as best as I could. I mean, I didn't know I needed to make them answers entertaining.
No, the answer was fine. I just felt like my eyes started tearing up. I felt sadness when I heard you say that.
I'm more on my, like, Scrooge.
By humbug type vibe?
Yeah, I've been like that for years, though, even when I was employed. So. I haven't been in the Christmas spirit in a long time.
Damn, man. What happened? See, these things.
I'm kind of like sick of all these holidays, actually.
See, it's these things right here to keep our focus on you, right? We be ready to move on, and then you just drop a bombshell on us.
What bombshell?
So what happened that got you in this? That got you this way?
Huh? What do you mean? What happened? Just ain't feeling it. What?
Just woke up one year like fuck Christmas.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Fuck Christmas. Fuck Thanksgiving. Fuck all them other shits. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because it was only a day. That shit don't last. The fuck?
No, it's the gathering of it, though. Wow. Thanksgiving with the family and fuck them niggas.
But you can have a family reunion anytime.
True that.
You can have a come over family, let's chill.
Break some bread.
Why does it have to be on these American-made days?
He just gonna make sure he take all the fun out of it.
Hold up.
He gonna make sure.
I just wanna make sure.
He gonna make sure.
Make sure I'm understanding what's happening. Cause this nigga shows up with the Erykah Badu head wrapped around. Oh shit. And now this nigga talking all this fuck all the American holidays shit. Like, what's going on?
Wagwan, brethren.
This nigga on his dead prez joint over here. Like, what the fuck's going on, nigga? You about to start the revolution?
Nah, I'm chilling. Chilling, man.
By humbugging and shit is crazy, man. I hate to see you like this, man.
What? I'm the type of person that really
celebrating
never
in the man's like, holidays.
When I got to, I don't know, 16, 17, like I stopped celebrating my birthday and shit like that. I was always working and shit. It's another day. It's another day. I ain't one of those people that, oh, it's my birthday. No.
I agree with you. I could agree with you on pretty much every holiday except Christmas. I don't know. I just like Christmas.
That's cool. I'm not judging you.
Like, I didn't give a fuck if you was judging me. But I'm saying I agree with you on your fucking theory on the whole shit. Even with Christmas, I agree. Because I know it's all about money.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? I get that. But I try to look beyond that and just
maybe when I have kids, things will change. I would hope if I had kids, things would change because it's more for the kids.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, if my family like it, I love it.
Yeah, I just put it. Christmas time, I just like chilling, watching the Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I got my little favorite Christmas movies I like to watch. You know what I mean? Shit like that, man. And it's just chilling at the crib with the fam. Shit like that. You know what I mean?
What you watching? Home Alone?
Actually, we can talk about that, man. Favorite Christmas movies. But I can give you off the top. Of course, at the top of my fucking list, if you look around, I got mad ornaments and all kinds of shit. Huge National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's at the top of my joint. Followed by Christmas Story, of course. Then I have my sprinkles in there because there's a lot of joints that's debatable. Like Goodfellas for me is a Christmas movie. If it has a Christmas scene in the motherfucker, it's a Christmas movie, man. It could be a Christmas movie. So Goodfellas is in there for me. Elf. I'm drawing a fucking blank here.
Well, I'm more of like a Die Hard type person.
I go with Die Hard. Die Hard is definitely a Christmas. The first joint.
Hippie Kai, motherfucker.
First joint. Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with Die Hard. Home Alone's, of course. But Home Alone's is the type of joints for me at this point. Like, if it's on TV, I'll watch it. But I wouldn't pop in the Blu-ray. I don't even got that shit. I wouldn't pop in the Blu-ray.
I don't know.
That's some shit.
I grew up with them shits. I'm different. I like the Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yeah. No, I can fuck with them. But in that capacity. Like, if I turn it on right now, it was on TV, I'd watch the shit. But no, I ain't got like the Blu-ray and no shit.
You ain't got like the trilogy?
No.
Oh.
No, I ain't got them joints on deck. Even though it ain't a Christmas joint, but I still fuck with it.
Not watching like the black movies, the black
Best Man joint, Best Man Holiday, even though it's a little sad. Madea Christmas. Yeah, I fuck with them all, man. Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part, whatever I fuck with, I got it over there. Yeah, that's my shit, man. Just chilling at the crib, watching movies, feeling festive, plays a little music, you know what I mean? Yeah, gotcha. Man. Get my drink on. You know. The vibes, man.
Regular vibes, shit. Man. Family man shit.
Even though it ain't really a Christmas movie, but I fuck with it on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy. That's one of my favorites, too. It's up there. It's up there. Yeah, it's up there. Yeah, this week, though, typically the week of Christmas, I'll start rocking out heavy with the Christmas jam. So they'll be in the crib rocking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got my Coquito coming through whenever G-Money get here. These niggas bullshitting. Really am about really to hit these motherfuckers up, jack these niggas in. Find out what the fuck's going on. I don't appreciate that shit. My fucking bottle's here, nigga.
Oh, yeah, on Wednesday, I turned.
Is this Christmas, like...
Had to get my man Rec to come over there and bust that up. My fucking shit over here.
Little, you're like type of people that want snow on Christmas?
It's going to be some snow on the ground this Christmas.
Yeah, I could go... I'm a fan of the white Christmas. But he against that shit too. He against all things white. Look at this nigga. Like, you see that nigga face like white Christmas. You know your angry black militant joke.
I don't mind.
I just don't like shoveling.
I think the snow on Christmas makes me feel a little bit more.
A little more in the spirit.
In the spirit.
A little less Scroogey.
Yeah, a little less. I mean, even fucking the Grinch was fucking riding through the snow and shit.
True that.
I don't know, if you
need that vibe, you know what another joint for me though?
Grinch is good too.
Snow Day. I love Snow Day.
Jim Carrey's Grinch.
It's not really a Christmas movie, I don't think.
Hmm?
Jim Carrey's Grinch.
That and the cartoon.
And the cartoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You look like you like those. Yep.
Got Elf, Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a good joint too. Classic. Good shit, man. Good shit. You know? Other than that, man, ain't really too much going on, man. Looking forward to the fucking new year, man. Hopefully things is a little different. Next episode, though, we got our, be the last episode of the year. Our year in review app. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go back through all the shit that done happened throughout the year. Talk about it. Chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
See where we want to, what we looking for different in the new year. Other than that, man.
You got to read the terms and conditions, man.
Yeah, that fine print is a motherfucker, man. That fine print is a motherfucker. Do y'all see, no, we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Oh, yeah, on the day that y'all listen to this, I turned 25 for the 10th time.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you niggas, because y'all ain't got no visuals, this nigga don't look like he turned 25 for the 10th time. No, but before we get the fuck up out of here, though, I just want to wish everybody a safe and merry fucking Christmas. Happy holiday season. You know what I mean?
Enjoy.
Holiday season.
My nigga, really? You sound like one of them niggas that should be like on the street corner with the trash can with the fire and shit. Yeah, like for change.
The DJ, you know the DJ. That's
my nigga, why didn't you think about going down the circle in Easton?
Oh shit!
I got the metal trash can out back. Boom, we get the fire going.
Some
yeah, the alley.
Yeah, the alley, the I'm
alley,
down with it.
The alley fire pit and shit.
Yeah. Three ships.
Take it back.
Yeah, nigga, we ready. Let's do this. Let me clear the pipes. Hold up.
Let's go.
I'm good.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Yeah, nigga, I'm ready to do it. Man.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
All right. Well, with that being said,
you are no fun, man.
You definitely ain't. You Scrooge all the way, nigga. Yeah. I feel like just hitting you with a snowball right now just for GP. Like, poof. It's right in the face and shit. Fuck that nigga. But, definitely everybody enjoy your Christmas. Be safe. If you're traveling, safe travels. Always be reminded that you ain't the only nigga on the road. You got to also think for the niggas that you're on the road with. I hope everyone gets what they desire this Christmas. And I hope that everyone is able to give as much as they can. Even though it ain't always about the gifts. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just about the presents. Look at see what I did there. I hope everybody has a wonderful and merry Christmas. With that, man, me personally, Jimmy Neutron, I'm the fuck out. I'll leave these guys with the closing thoughts before we stab up out of here.
Everything Jimmy said, and stay warm and watch that ice.
Bye, humbug. Peace and love.